Met him just on one of your trips down there, was it?
Yeah, I just met him on a trip.
How long did you date before you married him?
I forgot now, but it wasn't. Well, I guess it was a few, about 6 months or so, because his ship would always go back and I had to come in town, you know, like that, and then he'd visit me and like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't come in too often. Seemed like he was gone about 6 or 8 months sometime at a time then, and sometimes it'd be, maybe about 3 weeks or something.
So you didn't see much of him then during that time you were married?
I've seen him quite a bit. He'd come over there, but he cooked quite a bit, and he'd always cook it from at the house, and then he'd, he didn't like but certain people, like Beth and Marge and another girl worked out here at Plant Sill and at the roof. And other people, he didn't want you to have nothing to do with nobody. He didn't want you to get in touch with his people or nothing. You know, me, all my sisters called them, my mother did now, no, Lord. I said, and then his aunt comes riding some kind of crazy mess. I'd go down to Oklahoma and light the song. I just called her back and I told her I don't want to hear no mess like that. Well, I'm telling you, I figured he's some mess like that going on about him. Because he didn't want you to see his people or nothing.
So he was involved in some kind of...
Like they, you know how people, like it, most of the Louisiana people are. Don't never get tangled up with no Louisiana man or nothing. You just be into it. Because most of them believe in all that old stuff, hoodoo stuff and all that different kind of stuff, and you just have to just, everything. You just give all your attention to them. They just don't believe in. They're nice to you, but that's just too bad.
So she's written a letter to you about...
Yeah, because she had married his brother, and his brother died. I wrote her back and told her, now, you don't never write me a mess like that, because I don't believe in nothing like that. Because anything, God is the only person to solve him problems.
Now, let's see. So you were married to him for how long? From 48 to about...
One long, because 8 months he came back, and right after them 8 months he come back, he was here a week and 3 days. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He was here a week and 3 days.
And that was when you filed the papers?
That's right, that Monday when you left that Monday. It was about a week and 3 days, and that's when he done done all that throwing paint out there. I sat on the porch because he didn't want me to eat, didn't want me to get out of bed or nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was going to be laying up there like that, you know. So he put all the curtains together, and I had painted the room, painted and everything, painted up and fixed up nice and clean, saved the money he'd give me, or to show him that I was doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had bought me a 93-piece dinner set. Some of it's up there now, so it's real shiny, boy. He couldn't hardly break it, but it was sound so loud. He broke up most of it, but I just left him, and then I went around the corner. It's like going around that corner to a beauty shop and got a nickel. That's when the phone was a nickel and called the police, and they made him open the door because he had everything shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them came in. When he opened the door, well, I've been gone 8 months, and I think my wife ought to do anything I wanted her to do in since I was gone 8 months, and that's what I married her for, or something of it, he said like that. I told him the way he wanted my life, I wasn't giving it up for nobody. I don't care what y'all say.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going in that cat. One went with me and one was talking to him, and I carried him in that room and showed him and everything, and she... I'm telling you, on that Monday, I just went on out of the house and left him in there because he didn't know which way I went. Because he don't know about Los Angeles. Now, well, you tell that ship left, he had to go back on. And then my attorney attacked the, got in touch with the captain on the ship. And oh boy, he got on him. And I shipped his clothes on the post office, me and my daughter, and shipped his clothes. She's standing up on the picture when I got married. He gave her a little picture book in there, her picture book. And I might have let her carry it home. I think it's in there, though, in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
His picture's in there, too. Looking just as mean on there. I said, the man already looks mean. Oh, Jesus, but I could have just, I was laying in the bed, and my dresser was right at the foot of the bed,
mm-hmm.
A big dresser like that one. I guess it may have been the same one in that other room in there, but I just could have taken my foot and just kicked him. And they were saying, I'm surprised at you, because, Mama, you beat and tore that man to pieces. I said, yeah, but you got to think, I'm in Dallas by myself. I mean, in Los Angeles. And if I'm, and I'm the one, nobody to do nothing for me, you know. I don't have brothers and sisters or nothing. My mother ain't able to do nothing for me, and I'd be locked up behind some bar on account of Uncle Sam's man. I just thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
When I got him out of that door, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
No, when I left him, I think, that's the night I went over and left him in there. Because I got up out of the bed, and I started, so I said, I guess I just want to fight this monkey. Because if I can't get out of here, that's just where you're going to get. Because if he threw one of them things on me, one of them plates and things,
mm-hmm.
But he was just throwing them in the floor, talking about answering me by, and talking all that kind of talk they talk. I don't know about what he'd be talking about, you know. Because he hadn't been out of civilian life so long, you don't know what the kind of junk they'd be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All this politics stuff or something. I don't know what he'd be talking about. And he want me to be talking to him about it and answer him and all that stuff. That's when the guy went to throwing dishes. And then I just run out and sat on the front porch on the steps, and he threw the bucket and missed it and hit the car, just like the car sitting there. But the streets was more closer to the house. Oh, I just guess I don't suppose to have no husband. I'm just scared to even think about ever marrying nobody else.
So at the time you were living up on,
is
this when you were living on Vermont?
And no, I lived on 42nd Street,
mm-hmm.
42nd and Central.
Mm-hmm. Were your children out here?
48. No, she came out to visit
mm-hmm.
while she was out here. She just stood up there with me. The best woman, they call it. What is it? Something. And the preacher came to my house and married me.
Mm-hmm. And How old
was Charlie? She was older than she was up there, let's see. I don't know what Charlie was, 13 or 14 or what it was, come out there. It's maybe 12, 13 or something like that. 13, I think, also. She was in school, because school was out. That's the reason she was out here. I was
mm-hmm.
let her come out when school was out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, lost my dream.
Now, I was still working in Donnie then.
Uh-huh. Okay, now they sent you down for a while.
Yes, the other one didn't die, and I just taken off a vacation because I knew he was coming in or something like that. You know, you can always take off like that. I'd save it or something like that, or get a leave or something.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was over dining, this is when other girls were even B's, and I still was a C, but I was doing all the big work. I was working on the horizontal stable liners, and the other girls was making, because the lead man lacked it. Looked like he lacked it, the other girls, you know, but me. They just put me on big things, and then I'd installed a tip on the horizontal, and you couldn't, and any minute I could go in there and get that rivet. They had one bar that you could get in there as a blind rivet, and then I couldn't shoot that rivet, and, you know, I'd bucket myself and shoot that rivet,
mm-hmm.
and install that tip on, mm-hmm. and turn that big thing over in the jig. And now that's when the union man stepped in one morning and told me, don't put everything down by there, right now. And then the lead man, please don't tell them nothing about me, because you know by there. I said, look, you go, you the lead man. And the foreman, everybody goes to this. I have to do what y'all tell me to do. Now you let Isabel and them over there work on little old flaps, what you see on the wing of the plane, that when it go to land, that the flap goes up. I think it goes up. I call myself looking at it. That's when I always get a wonder seat. Most of the time I get a wonder seat on the plane just to look at some of the work that the ribbon heads and different things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what happened after this union?
Well, they just give me a B, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they take me downstairs, and I started working on the floors, and I went up and put up for a transfer to come back to the main plant. But I had put it in, and they didn't want me to come out. Ooh, they didn't want me to leave that job. But they couldn't do nothing about it because I had asked first, and then the rest of them asked behind me. Well, I had the first preference, and I was going to get the union, and that's what I was going to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
File a grievance to go.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go somewhere, I get a big job. And come right on over and went in that on El Segundo, where that Kmart's place is, I guess. I don't know what that building is now.
But it was over on Crenshaw before they...
No, that's not Crenshaw. This is over on El Segundo, over... No, Los Angeles. That's where it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know that Kmart's place right there on the 111, I believe it is 111.
Mm-hmm.
And that used to be the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was making him hard. I was making the laundry lines, what goes down in the middle of the wing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This big thing, long big thing, had all them high shear rivets in it, and bucking board be so thick, you know, and you have to have a man. Yeah, it'd be thick like this thing, but it'd be iron, you know, be a big bunch of steel.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd buck them or shoot them,
mm-hmm.
with a 3X gun.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to shoot them or buck them, or the man, but no women wasn't doing that, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. And when the women did start, then they wanted to be. And they wasn't doing the work. And whenever I'd take a vacation, longerons was piled up like mad. Now that's that long thing that goes down in between the wing, you know, like you put a wing together, you know, like the wing go together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I got a lot of
the two sides of it.
Yeah, I think it's... They just sent me that B1 laying there on that floor. Since I got this on me, I can't go get it.
Oh, I'll set it off for a second.
This is the wing. And but it ain't long like the really wings be on them that big old airplane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wings with, you know, it's like the regular airplane, but it's a piece go in between there, you know.
Mm.
And just to put the skin together just like this, called a lingerie. And I used to have to make that long thing. I forgot how long that deal was.
So that's what the skin fits over?
No, it just fits together, you know, just like you're going to put it together, like you're going to, wait, now let's see. See if you're going to, it's going to be the lingerie on, and you're going to put it in the wing.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to rivet it to each side, see?
Oh, I see.
And you rivet that next to the wing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little point, just like the wing is little at the end. And
mm-hmm.
it's got a tip on the end, you notice when you're riding the airplane.
Yeah, okay.
And then they got ridges crossing here,
mm-hmm.
the little angles that you got to put on there. And different clips and things goes on this lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a whole lot to that lingerie. And
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of big rivets in there.
So you'd make it from, you put...
From scratch, you make it up from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they work me, honey. I'm sorry. But I just wonder why I couldn't get to be A. And these girls were still working out, had them 4 years and things, and I had 22 and all that when they come over there. And they didn't know, they don't know what riveting is. They never proved no guns and riveting.
Mm-hmm.
So they were working on the, and I went over there to get the job just to get a little old raise. But they were so scared that I guess the foreman, he didn't like me when I called over there. Oh, that guy had a fit, and I had to go to town on him. Bruce Massey, that's what his name was.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't lie, nobody showed me nothing, and they all was looking through microscope, like a plate, great big microscope glass, you know, they looked through. And he wouldn't let me do that. My eyes like got ranked. For a little time I was there. I supposed to stay there for my 90 days, I think, before he could. He didn't let me stay there a month before you went over there. And he said, man, you can't send that woman out over there in a month. And he pick up such a little tiny thing for me to solder.
Mm-hmm.
You pick little things off the floor. I got some of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're soldering on, you know. But they could look through them big glasses and
like put these.
Yeah, it's a magnifier. It's like a plate in there, like a dump plate.
Mm-hmm.
And they could sit up there and they make their little deals. And I had to make mine with my eyes and just mm-hmm. my glasses.
That was when you first transferred back over to the main plant?
Well, I had been over there, still running that crane, but I stopped and put in vote at a, you know, to sign up to go to this job.
Mm-hmm.
I got that paper in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to the job, mm-hmm. and they didn't let me have a job.
No, so you were living on,
48,
you said?
42nd Street when 42nd. I first started out there in 43.
Mm-hmm. And then, when you went to work in Downey, were you still living on 42nd?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there longer than anywhere. I think I was there 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been there a little longer because I was saving money to buy me a home then.
Mm-hmm.
And the house. Rained in the house so bad, and the man wouldn't do nothing. You'd have to get boots to go in the other room, you know, put on your boots. I take a picture of that, and they was the lawyers and things. And then my son-in-law told me to go to another old attorney. But, you know, they don't go against each other. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it, but I said, shoot, But nothing you do but get out of that house.
Because
my furniture was arranged, my shoes and my expensive shoes was arranged. And I was going in that bedroom, rained on my bed. I just had to move out and come up in the living room. But to go back in there, you had to put some boots on, stamp in that water.
So did you move from there to the...
I'm 60, I think, when I left from there, 60 and 1046, I believe it was the number, on 60th Street. I didn't stay there too long, because I was, let me see, 58, because I married Prince in 58, was it? Let's see now. Yeah, I'm married him. I'm a little. I stayed with him 6 years, and we had built this house, and moved from down there, and in 60 we come in here. He had the carpet laid, and taking out them old windows, and almost everything to be done, but the house was very cheap, though. Great Western said, "Ooh, that sure was a good buy. Everybody, as we made running after it, I guess." He used to be so quiet and nice up here now. It's so bad you can't even go outdoors at night. You better know what you're doing.
So when you you had married Prince.
Sometime after 57, I believe it was 58 or where it was, and then we quit him.
How long had you been divorced from
Prince?
Mr. Drake when you married him?
Oh, I guess a long time was I married him, and what did I say, 48? And we didn't stay together. He just come back at 8 months. We were together a week and 3 days, I'd say, because he was gone for 8 months. So I didn't get married to no prince for a long time. Until up way up in the 50s, seemed like it. Let me see. I don't know. I had to look at my married life and things and know. I was just thinking about that.
Now you, with your, with Mr. Drake or Pinky, did you ever think of having more children with them?
No, I don't know, child, Prince.
Did you just,
didn't have time, if I hadn't gotten this. If I was so unlucky with my husband, I guess I would have got the baby, but I just had learned how to take care of myself a little better because I didn't know nothing in the country then. If I had stayed with him, I guess I'd have had a house full of young ones.
So did, somewhere along the line, did someone talk to you about birth control, or did you find a way to get that information?
No, nothing about that.
Did you, need to, in order to, like, keep from having children, you said with your first husband you finally got a little smarter, is there a point where you learned?
Oh, well, yeah, you know, man, he would always wear something else, like that.
Yeah. So then, when you...
And if he didn't, about his husband, he don't like to go for them things, but I just get up out of that bed right away and go take me in. I wouldn't lay up there like some of the women messing around with them shoes. I just look at it and I don't know whether they didn't have none with the other wives. I don't guess they may not could have had any. I don't know.
Then, you just had one daughter?
One daughter and one son.
Who was your son at this time?
Well, my son just died in 71, 1971, July the 1st, I think the 1st of July.
During like...
And now I was out in Crenshaw then.
Because
I was just beginning to bring him out here.
Mm-hmm.
But I still was living here though.
Was he living in Texas then?
Stayed with my mother all the time. He taking care of all them buildings downtown. And he just had a pocket full of keys. You know, Dallas got old big buildings down there. And he had a little crew that worked with him. I think three old boys. I think it was about four or five of them. I got his last picture. I got is when he was going to work, and I had told him to, after I found out I was taking a vacation, and then he sat down at night. He'd always sit down and talk to me and tell me, but his daddy was right there in Dallas. And I said, well, Gene, you don't go no dormitories, and you need to go for examination. So I came to the medical art. That's supposed to be the best place in Dallas, you know. And carried him through all that, and they sent him out to the Parkland to check his liver and stuff. But he told him by him being a veteran, he'd have to go to the veteran hospital. So he had a bad kind of diabetic, and he didn't just really take care of himself. What he should have done when he first come out of service, they carried you to a doctor before they turn you loose, true enough, but all the other kids went to the doctor when they get home. And he wouldn't do it, and they called me and told me, Mr. Drake, I know you don't know me, he said, but we can't get Gene to go to the doctor, and I couldn't tell him nothing, anyway, he wouldn't listen. So I think that had a lot to do with him, because he was smart. He was staying with my mother then. Because my grandmother raised me, you know. But he was old and got home then, way about during this time.
Did your daughter ever come out to she? I know she's in California now.
She come out when she's 12 years old. I think that's the first time she come out when she's 12. And Jean both come out that time. And then she come out near about every year when school was out. She come by herself. Jean came with her this last time. He was 13. The pictures up there during that time, but I take them down. When it rained in here and all that stuff, I had to take all that stuff down, and I'm trying to figure a way to get everything back up and get them like I want them. But I never can do nothing in this house, because I'm always running to Texas, you know. See them by